Todd Fothergill. He is the Strategies for College founder and CEO. Hi, Todd. Welcome.
Good morning, Kathy. The company was an idea that I got many, many moons ago. It actually was a result of an experience I had as a high school student. And I have to give you a little bit of personal history. When I was the oldest of seven, I lost my dad to an automobile accident when I was 13 years old and my youngest sister was 6 months old. As I progressed through high school and got closer to college, my mother and father didn't go to college. I was kind of a first-gen college kid. But my mother was really good with numbers. So she said, there's this form you have to fill out in order to get financial aid because I can't pay for all of this, but I want you to go to college. So I started filling FAFSAs out when I was 16, 17 years old. I was filling forms out for me and my siblings for many years. Now, how did that lead to a business? Way back when I was in college, all I did was know how to put numbers on lines. I didn't have any strategy or tactics to see, how could we get more money? Or is this bad? Or is this good? And in hindsight, I found out that what I was reporting on that FAFSA form back in the day was a very large chunk of money that were proceeds from a life insurance policy, a home that was paid off, Social Security benefits that my mother received. And as a result, we paid a lot more for college than we really needed to had we had some really sound financial advice. Now, I didn't find that out until 15 years after the fact, but it went on and on and on and on for each of my brothers and sisters. I never knew there were repercussions to having X and Y. When I got into my career and I was on the faculty at both Franklin and Marshall College up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and at Towson University in Maryland, and I got to see students going through this from a different lens. And kids would drop out of school sometimes because they ran out of money. And that got me to thinking that there had to be something going on in this system where people were not getting the information they needed to fund their college educations. There was something wrong. So I started some digging. I came across a fellow in Rockville, Maryland. His name is Dr. Herm Date, who eventually became my mentor. Herm wrote the book Financial Aid for Dummies. He was former director of financial aid at the University of Maryland. And I called him and said, I really am intrigued with this whole financial aid thing. You're the only person I know of that does this for a living privately. Can you talk to me? And Herb took me under his wing. I went down and spent a week with him in Rockville. We had plans for me to come into his company and work with him. And thankfully, after Herb spent a year mentoring me, another company bought him out for several million dollars and he retired and said, I'm gonna be sipping margaritas on a boat somewhere. Good luck. Anyway, that's how the company started. So it was a response, Kathy, to a need that was kind of obvious, but not real obvious. Because everybody went to their high school guidance counselor for advice on college, and college financial aid was something you filled a bunch of forms out for to see what happened. And I was curious about the what happened part. There are certain things you can do and not do on a FAFSA, on a CSS profile that will hurt or hinder your chances for financial aid eligibility. Now, that's not to say that we try to manipulate the system to generate more financial aid, but we try to make good decisions with people who are applying for financial aid so that they don't leave financial aid dollars on the table. And that's basically what came to pass. Subsequent to the financial aid story, I ran into my first partner, Tom McGrath, at one of Herm Davis's training sessions. Tom had just finished writing a book called Keys to College. And at the Holiday Inn in Rockville, Maryland, we turned the table mat over and we designed a system of college counseling that would integrate everything Tom knew about college admissions counseling and how to assess student competitive position and everything I knew about college financial aid and who got money. And we kind of compressed that into a system we called college decision management for parents. Tom and I became partners. His company, Strategies for College, merged, and we developed, I think, was first of a kind, a comprehensive approach to college admissions, college financial planning. And then, as you know, we got further down the road, we brought in the student assessment programs. And so today, what you see is 30 years of morphing into a set of services now that are turnkey for parents, so that if you really want the best product in terms of which colleges would be best for your student, your pocketbook, and your overall mental health, that's what we're putting on the table today for you. So right now we have a tool that we can predict with great accuracy, as you know, where students are going to be competitive for admission, for merit scholarship money, and for grant funding. So like I was saying before, if you have a system that's in place that's tilted against you, CAP is the only way I know of to level the playing field for any family.
Well, that's a wonderful history. I love getting that background from you and understanding a little bit more of where some of this came from and the history of it. I think it certainly reflects your background and being the oldest child and being mm-hmm. the one who kind of had to lead the way. It's just a natural fit for you. And well, we're all very lucky at Strategies to have you at the helm and to continue to move this forward and out there and make it available to as many people and as many families as possible.
I think the message is, in today's economy, today's financial and educational ecosystem, it is not as simple as it looks. And parents need to get educated about how it works and recognize that there are specialists in this field, just like there are specialists in medicine, dentistry, law. This is no different. I guess I would say if you're willing to do your own root canal, have at your own college plan too. Thank you, Kathy, for taking the time to do this.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You bet.